Welcome back to I Am Astrology Readings. This is Paul Heath, and we've reached another full moon, the Taurus full moon, and we're going to cover from the new moon to today's full moon. From seed to harvest, the bull's journey. Welcome to this deep dive into one of the most significant lunar cycles of 2025. The journey from the Taurus new moon on April 27th to the Taurus full moon November 5th. This is no ordinary cycle. It's the story of divine blessing meeting earthly challenge, of spiritual idealism confronting harsh reality, and ultimately of finding strength through simplicity. On a lazy Sunday in late April, the sun and the moon came together at 7 degrees Taurus, planting a seed in the most fertile ground imaginable. Taurus is not just any sign for the moon. It's where Luna finds her exaltation, her place of greatest dignity and comfort. When the new moon occurs in Taurus, the lunar principles of emotion, instinct, and security are at home, grounded in earthly reality that Taurus represents. This was the moment to set intentions around material security and financial stability, physical resources and possessions, beauty, comfort, and sensory pleasure, long-term projects requiring patience and endurance, personal values, and self-worth. But here's where this new moon became truly exceptional. Venus, the ruler of Taurus, and therefore the ruler of this entire lunar cycle, was exalted in Pisces at 28 degrees. An exalted planet is like an honored guest receiving the highest treatment possible. So Venus in Pisces represents unconditional love without boundaries, spiritual compassion and divine grace, artistic inspiration at its most transcendent, faith in dreams and idealistic visions, the merging of beauty with the infinite. I said Venus was at 28 degrees. The number 28 carries its own significance, gifts, tokens, and omens. When reduced, 2 plus 8 equals 10, and 1 plus 0 equals 1. It speaks of a new cycle of reason. It speaks of new cycles of reason, success, and aspirations. The seed planted under this new moon was blessed with tremendous potential. It was aligned with something fated, something divinely intended. Now let's take a look at the supporting cast of planetary energy that was going on during the new moon. Mars was in Leo, providing courage and heart-centered action. There was boldness in the beginning, a willingness to step up in the spotlight and claim what was desired. Mercury was in Aries, gave sharp, pioneering thought. The mind was quick, impulsive, ready to initiate without overthinking. Jupiter in Gemini was in detriment, revealed the weak link. Jupiter is the greater benefic, struggling in Mercury's Aries sign, indicated that expansion was scattered, overly intellectual, and lacking in cohesion. Information was abundant, but wisdom was not yet integrated. The vision needed grounding. The message was clear. Plant your seeds with faith and beauty as your guides. But know that the path of fruition will require testing and refinement. Now, the new moon to full moon is a 6-month process. And between new moon and the full moon, the cosmos underwent dramatic shifts. The planets didn't just sit there. They moved through the signs. They changed dignities, which create new configurations that would test, refine, and ultimately transform what was planted in April. Jupiter went from scattered to sacred. Jupiter shifted from Gemini into Cancer, where he finds his exaltation. This is the journey from Jupiter's place of greatest struggle to his place of greatest strength. Jupiter in Gemini at the new moon was like a professor with too many books open, jumping from subject to subject without depth. The expansion was mental, scattered, and surface level. Now, at this full moon, we find Jupiter in Cancer, which is like the wise grandmother who nourishes with deep emotional intelligence. Here, Jupiter expands in the realms of home and family, emotional security and belonging, nurturing and care, intuitive wisdom and protection, domestic abundance and comfort. This shift signals that whatever was planted in April now has the cosmic support to grow deep roots in emotional truth and authentic security. Venus, who was sitting at the new moon in her exaltation, was hit with a little reality. While Jupiter ascended, Venus descended not into the darkness, but into more earthly expression. She moved from her exalted position in Pisces to her domicile in Libra at 28 degrees. This is not a fall in dignity. Venus still rules Libra, but it's a fall from the heights of spiritual idealism to the practical reality of relationships, balance, and reciprocity. The vision must now navigate the need for fairness and justice, give and take in partnerships, social harmony and compromise, beauty expressed through balance rather than transcendence. Venus at 28 degrees sits at the critical degree and is in the bounds of Mars. Being in another planet's bounds means operating under their jurisdiction. Venus, the queen of beauty and value, is now playing under Mars' rules. She must assert, defend, and fight for what she values. The gentle blessing has become a militant negotiation. Both Mars and Mercury have now moved into Sagittarius, forming a conjunction. This is action, Mars, and thought, Mercury, united in a sign of philosophy, truth, and expansion. Where Mars began in Leo, personal courage, and Mercury began in Aries, individual thought, they now work together in service of a higher vision. They're doing the bidding of Jupiter, channeling all mental and physical energy toward the greater expansion that Jupiter in Cancer represents. But this Sagittarian energy is restless, blunt, and impatient, qualities that will come to a head at the full moon. Now we're at this full moon, which is at 13 degrees Taurus. The number 13 carries weight. 13 is the number beyond the harmonious 12. It represents disruption and rebellion, death and rebirth cycles, and necessary destruction. It's often called wickedness or wrong because it breaks the perfect order. But 13 reduces to 4. 1 plus 3 equals 4. Solidarity, strength, and power. The message is clear. Through the crisis and disruption of 13 comes the stable foundation of the 4. What appears as difficulty is actually forging resilience. The moon in Taurus at her exaltation gives her tremendous emotional strength and embodied wisdom. This is not a weak moon. She has the power to weather whatever storm arises, but she faces a significant challenge. The most volatile configuration at this full moon is the exact opposition between Mars at 0 degrees Sagittarius and retrograding Uranus at 0 degrees Gemini. This is lightning at 0 point, the critical Aries point that amplifies planetary energy to a public, collective level. Mars in Sagittarius wants bold truth, philosophical conviction, and expansive action. He's righteous, certain, pushing forward with belief. Uranus retrograde in Gemini is the great awakener, disrupting mental patterns, shattering certainties, bringing shocking information, and sudden reversals. Retrograde Uranus is pulling us back to revise and liberate old thought structures. This opposition is creating sudden disruptions to plans and routines. Arguments and conflicts around beliefs and information, shocking news or revelations that change everything, accidents or breakdowns that force new directions, a war between conviction and chaos, and the need to break free from rigid thinking. The Taurus moon is in the bounds of Venus. She follows Venus's rules. Venus in Libra is in the bounds of Mars. She follows Mars' rules. Mars is in Sagittarius, is locked in an opposition with Uranus. He's in direct conflict with chaos. This creates a direct pipeline from the security-seeking full moon straight to the explosive Mars-Uranus opposition. The desire for peace, stability, and comfort is directly connected to a source of immense stability and disruption. The moon looks to Venus for guidance. Venus looks to Mars, and Mars is locked in a battle with unpredictable liberator Uranus. The stability that Taurus craves is being systematically challenged at every level. While the moon glows at 13 degrees Taurus, the sun sits opposite in Scorpio, the sign of death, transformation, shared resources, and unavoidable truth. The sun in Scorpio illuminates what we've been avoiding or hiding, power dynamics and relationships, shared finances and resources, psychological patterns that need transformation, the shadow material we must integrate. This full moon asks us to see clearly what we value, Taurus, versus what needs to die or transform, Scorpio. It's a reckoning between comfort and evolution. Bringing in the Saban symbol, on a beach, children play while shellfish grope at the edge of the water. This speaks to returning to simpler joys for revitalization. This somewhat ambiguous image contains layers of wisdom, especially given the intense astrological configuration we're navigating through. The symbol presents two simultaneous activities occurring at different levels. The children playing. These represent the socialized, conscious self-learning games, engaging in structured imagination, operating in the world of culture and society. They're a bit further up the beach, in the safe zone. The shellfish at the water's edge, this represents the natural, instinctual self, half conscious, half unconscious, existing in the borderland between the known beach and the unknown sea. They're the raw urges and the natural rhythms that civilization often suppresses. The symbol speaks directly to the hardworking porter loaded with baggage. And this is you, the one listening to me. You've been carrying the weight of your plans, your financial concerns, your material responsibilities, your ambitions. You've been working hard to manifest what was planted at the new moon. You must allow yourself to be the child again, at least for a while. You must step away from the ego-driven ambition and return to simple sensory pleasures, natural rhythms and instinctual knowing, imaginative play without pressure, close contact with your subconscious urges, basic joys that revitalize the spirit. You know that saying, the one that goes, live and let live? Can you approach life with that attitude? The symbol emphasizes that this is not the time to attempt more than you can consciously achieve. Don't try to force your ambitious plans through sheer willpower against the cosmic disruptions. The Mars-Uranus opposition will shatter anything built on rigidity. To adopt the live and let live attitude, take this approach. Let others have their truth while you hold yours. Let events unfold without forcing outcomes. Let yourself rest and play without guilt. Let the storm pass while you tend to the simple things. Let go of the need to control everything. Everything? Yeah, everything. This full moon is illuminating and revealing what you truly value versus what you thought you should value. where your security is real versus where it's an illusion. What has matured from April seeds versus what hasn't taken root. Where you've become stubborn and resistant to necessary change. What beliefs or plans are being challenged by new information. Where relationships require renegotiation and fairness. Actions to take. Secure your foundation. Review your finances with practical eyes. Ensure your home and possessions are protected. Take care of immediate tangible needs. Ground yourself in physical reality. Simplify radically. Strip away complex schemes and overthinking. Return to what's truly essential. Find pleasure in the most basic things. And rest and restore those sensory comfort. Allow disruption without resistance. Don't fight the Mars-Uranus opposition. Let shocking information shift your perspective. Be willing to pivot and adapt. Trust that stability can coexist with change. Trust emotional wisdom. Jupiter in Cancer blesses authentic feeling. Let intuitive knowing guide decisions. Prioritize emotional security over material attachment. Nurture yourself and others with genuine care. Honor the harvest. Acknowledge what has grown since April. Celebrate tangible achievements. Give thanks for Venus's blessing, even in testing. Recognize your own resilience and strength. And what to avoid? Don't force issues prematurely. The Taurus energy wants patience, but Sagittarius Gemini axis is creating urgency. Find the middle path. Don't cling to routines that no longer serve. Taurus can become stuck in ritual. If something needs to break, let it. Don't over-intellectualize. The Uranus-Mars opposition can create mental chaos. Return to body wisdom and instinct. Don't make Venus fight battles that aren't worth it. She's in Mars's bounds. Choose your conflicts wisely. The journey from new moon to full moon tells a profound story. A spiritually blessed, divinely inspired intention, Venus exalted in Pisces, has collided with the harsh, competitive reality of the material world. Venus in Libra and Mars is bound, with Mars opposed by Uranus. The idealism has been tested, the vision has been met with resistance, the plan has encountered unexpected disruption. This is not failure. This is the necessary pressure that transforms dreams into reality. The fact that Jupiter has moved from detriment to exaltation is the silver lining in the story. Yeah, there's disruption. Yeah, there's going to be conflict. But there's also tremendous support for emotional growth, domestic security, and nurturing expansion. Whatever you're building, Jupiter in Cancer ensures it will be emotionally authentic and genuinely nourishing. The scattered mental energy of April has become concentrated emotional wisdom. Taurus teaches that true security comes not from elaborate plans or rigid control, but from embodied presence in the physical world, connection to natural rhythms and cycles, pleasure in simple, beautiful things, patient cultivation over time, inner stability regardless of outer change. The full moon's revelation is this. Your strength lies not in fighting the disruption, but in returning to your most fundamental values and the simplest joys. The children playing on the beach don't worry about the cosmic storm. They're present, embodied, playing at the edge of consciousness and unconsciousness, secure in their innocence. Remember, 13 reduces to 4, solidarity, strength, and power. After the wickedness of disruption has done its necessary work, the new foundation emerges. This foundation is stronger precisely because it was tested. What survives this full moon is worth keeping. What breaks needed to break. The power of 4 is structural. It's the 4 corners of a building, the 4 legs of a table, the 4 elements that make up reality. What you build now on the ruins of what broke will stand firm. The Taurus full moon is both culmination and crisis, harvest and test. It asks you to honor what you built since April while releasing what no longer serves. Receive the harvest with gratitude while staying open to unexpected change. Find strength in simplicity rather than complexity and control. Trust your body and instincts more than your anxious mind. Let Venus lead with beauty and balance, even when she must be fierce. Allow Jupiter to nourish what's emotionally true and authentic. Return to the beach where the children play and the shellfish grow. You're between the space of consciousness and subconscious, between effort and ease, between ambition and innocence. The bull has made his journey from seed to fruition. Now it's time to see the harvest with open hands, knowing that some fruit will be exactly what you hoped for and some will be different than expected, but both are still blessings. Live and let live. Simplify in strength. Trust the process. The full moon illuminates everything. Let it show what's real, what's valuable, and what simple joys will revitalize you for your next cycle to come. Now, how did this Taurus full moon affect each rising sign on a personal level? This journey from the blessed Taurus new moon on April 27th to this full moon on November 5th has unfolded differently for each rising sign. Where this cycle you have planted seeds, what's being harvested, and where the Mars-Uranus opposition is creating disruption in your chart. Let's kick it off. Aries rising, full moon in your second house of resources and self-worth. The April new moon planted seeds around your finances, possessions, and sense of personal value. With Venus exalted in your 12th house, there was spiritual blessing around releasing old self-worth issues and finding value and surrender. This full moon illuminates what you've built in terms of material security and self-value. Jupiter, now exalted in the 4th house, brings emotional abundance at home, but Mars and Uranus opposition across your 9th and your 3rd house axes create sudden disruptions in beliefs, communication, and short trips that directly impact your financial stability. Return to the simple pleasures that remind you of your inherent worth. Your value isn't dependent on philosophical certainty or perfect communication. Let the children play. Find security in basic sensory joys, not mental constructs. Venus in your 7th house, in Mars's bounds, means relationships may challenge your self-worth, but this is teaching you to stand firm in what you value. Simplify by focusing on one income stream rather than scattered ideas. Finding worth in being, not just achieving. Releasing relationship dynamics that undermine your value, and grounding in physical comfort when beliefs feel shaken. Taurus rising, full moon in your first house of self and identity. The entire cycle has been profoundly personal. The April new moon was literally on you, a rebirth of self, body, and personal presence. Venus exalted in your 11th house blessed your hopes and social connections with divine grace. You are the harvest. This full moon reveals who you've become over the 6 months. Jupiter exalted in your 3rd house now supports authentic communication and learning, but Mars Uranus opposition across your 8th and 2nd axis brings shocking revelations about shared resources, intimacy, or sudden financial disruptions that force identity evolution. The shellfish group at the edge of water, that's you touching the boundary between who you were and who you're becoming. Don't force the transformation. Let it unfold through simple embodied presence. Venus in your 6th house and Mars bounds means daily routines and health practices require militant dedication. But don't lose yourself in the work. Simplify by returning to basic body wisdom and physical needs, letting go of who you thought you should be, playing with identity rather than forcing it, and finding yourself in simple sensory experiences. Gemini rising, full moon in your 12th of unconscious and surrender. The April new moon invited you to plant seeds in your inner world, dreams, and spiritual life. With Venus exalted in your 10th house, there was public blessings and career grace connected to your private spiritual work. This full moon illuminates what's been gestating in your unconscious, old patterns, hidden resources, spiritual growth. Jupiter exalted in your second house brings abundant self-worth and material blessings, but Mars Uranus opposition directly across your first and seventh house axes. Your identity versus partnerships explode with sudden revelations and necessary liberation. You are the hard-working porter carrying too much baggage. The 12th house asks you to put your baggage down. Let the children play in your imagination without ego interference. The relationship disruptions Mars Uranus are actually freeing you from old identity patterns. Venus in your fifth and Mars's bounds means creative expression and romance require bold assertion. But true peace comes from internal surrender. Simplify by releasing control over outcomes you can't see, trusting dreams and intuition over mental analysis, letting relationships reorganize without resistance, and finding revitalization in solitude and rest. Cancer rising. This full moon is in your 11th house of community and future vision. The April new moon planted seeds in your social networks, groups, and long-term aspirations. Venus exalted in your 9th house blessed these visions with spiritual meaning and philosophical grace. This full moon reveals which friendships and aspirations have matured and which need release. Jupiter exalted in your first house is a massive blessing. You're personally expanding with emotional wisdom and nurturing power. But Mars and Uranus opposition across your 12th and 6th axes brings hidden health issues, work disruptions, or spiritual awakenings that shake your daily foundations. Your community visions must now be grounded in emotional authenticity. Jupiter in Cancer. Don't chase intellectual ideals. Nurture what feels genuinely nourishing. The children playing represent your community at its most innocent and joyful. Venus in your fourth house and Mars's bounds means home and family require protective action, but your aspirations find strength through simplicity. Simplify by focusing on quality connections over quantity, letting go of social obligations that drain you. Trust your body signals about health and work, and finding future vision and present emotional truth. Leo rising, full moon in your 10th house of career and public status. The April new moon planted seeds in your professional life and public reputation. With Venus exalted in your 8th house, there was deep transformation and shared resource blessings connected to your career path. This full moon is your public culmination. What you've built professionally is now fully visible. Jupiter exalted in your 12th house brings spiritual abundance and hidden support. But the Mars Uranus opposition across your 11th, 5th house axis creates sudden disruptions in friendships, groups, creativity, or romance that impact professional stability. You've been working hard to build something lasting. Now you must allow yourself to play. The career pressure is real, but revitalization comes from creative, childlike joy. Venus in your third and Mars's bounds means communication and learning requires sharp assertion, but professional strength comes from simplicity, not complexity. Simplify by stripping your professional image down to essentials, finding authority in presence, not performance. Letting friendships reorganize without career anxiety, and balancing ambition with playful creative expression. Virgo rising, full moon in your 9th house of belief and expansion. The April new moon planted seeds in your philosophical beliefs, higher education, and travel plans. Venus exalted in your 7th house blessed relationships and partnerships with divine grace and spiritual connection. This full moon reveals what beliefs have matured and what philosophies need evolution. Jupiter exalted in your 11th house brings abundant community support and fulfilled aspirations. But the Mars Uranus opposition directly across your 10th and 4th house axis, career versus home, explodes with sudden revelations and necessary restructuring. Your beliefs are being revolutionized by shocking information. Don't cling to old certainties. Let the children play with new ideas without rigid attachment. The work-home tension, Mars-Uranus requires flexibility, not force. Venus in your second house and Mars's bounds means financial stability requires assertive action, but true expansion comes through simple faith. Simplify by releasing complex philosophical systems, trusting intuition over intellectual proof, letting career-home balance find its own way, and finding wisdom and basic sensory presence. Libra rising, full moon in your eighth house of transformation and shared resources. The April new moon planted seeds in intimacy, shared finances, psychological depth, and transformation. Venus exalted in your sixth house blessed daily work and health practices with spiritual grace. This full moon illuminates what's been transforming in your depths, power dynamics, shared resources, sexual or psychological patterns. Jupiter exalted in your 10th house brings career abundance and public recognition, but the Mars-Uranus opposition across your 9th, 3rd house axis creates sudden belief upheavals and communication chaos that impact intimate sharing. Transformation is messy, and the 8th house doesn't do simple. You must find simplicity anyway. The children playing at the edge represents innocent trust in the merger process. Venus in your first house and Mars's bounds means your personal identity requires fierce self-assertion, but true intimacy comes through vulnerable simplicity. Simplify by focusing on one transformation at a time, releasing complex psychological analysis, trusting your body's wisdom in intimacy, and letting belief shift without being panicked. Scorpio rising, full moon in your seventh house of partnerships and relationships. The April new moon planted seeds in committed partnerships, business relationships, and one-on-one connections. Venus exalted in your fifth house, blessed romance and creativity with transcendent beauty. The full moon opposed by the sun in your first house is the ultimate relationship reckoning. What you've built with others is now fully visible. Jupiter exalted in your ninth house brings philosophical wisdom and expansive faith. But the Mars-Uranus opposition across your eighth, second house axis brings shocking financial revelations or resource disruptions that test partnership stability. You're being asked to see yourself clearly, Sun in Scorpio, while honoring what others need, Moon in Taurus. The children playing represents relationships at its most innocent, without power games or control. Venus in your 12th house and Mars's bounds means spiritual surrender requires militant dedication, but partnerships strengthen through simple fairness. Simplify by releasing complex relationship strategies, trusting direct, honest communication, letting financial issues resolve without manipulation, and finding connection in simple sensory sharing. Sagittarius rising, full moon in your sixth house of health, work, and daily routine. The April new moon planted seeds in your daily practices, health habits, and work routines. Venus exalted in your fourth house blessed home and family with divine comfort and emotional grace. This full moon reveals what daily structures have served you and what needs to break. Jupiter exalted in your eighth house brings deep emotional transformation and potential financial windfalls through shared resources. But Mars in your first house opposed Uranus in your seventh creates explosive relationship dynamics that disrupt your routines. You are Mars, driving forward with conviction and truth, but Uranus in relationships brings shocking revelations that break your stride. The children represent the wisdom of simple, embodied routine without rigid attachment. Venus in your 10th house and Mars's bounds means friendships and aspirations require warrior energy, but health and work stabilize through basic practices. Simplify by stripping routines to essential, nourishing basics, releasing perfectionism in your health and work, letting relationship chaos reorganize your days, and finding stability in simple, repetitive body care. Capricorn rising, full moon in your fifth house of creativity, romance, and play. The April new moon planted seeds in creative projects, romantic connections, and joyful expression. Venus exalted in your third house blessed communications and learning poetic beauty. This full moon illuminates what you've created from the heart, artistic projects, romantic bonds, or playful ventures. Jupiter exalted in your seventh house brings abundant partnerships, blessings, and relationship wisdom. but the Mars-Uranus opposition across your 12th sixth house axis brings hidden disruptions in health, work, or spiritual practice that impact creative flow. This full moon literally asks you to let the children play, and you are the child. Your Capricorn rising carries heavy responsibility, but this lunation demands you remember joy. The work spiritual axis, Mars-Uranus, is chaotic, so don't let it steal your play. Venus in your 10th house in Mars's bounds means career requires assertive action, but creativity flows through simple pleasure. Simplify by creating for joy, not outcome or approval. Releasing complex romantic strategies, trusting play to heal work stress, and finding creative spark in basic sensory beauty. Aquarius rising, full moon in your fourth house of home, family, and roots. The April new moon planted seeds in your domestic life, family relationships, and emotional foundation. Venus exalted in your second blessed finances and self-worth with spiritual abundance. The full moon illuminates your deepest emotional security, what home means, what family provides, where you're rooted. Jupiter exalted in your sixth house brings abundant health and work blessings, but the Mars-Uranus opposition across your 11th and 5th house axis brings sudden friendship upheavals or creative disruptions that shake your foundation. Home is where the children play. Despite external chaos, Mars-Uranus 11th, 5th, your foundation must be simple, sensory, and nourishing. Venus in your 9th house, in Mars's bounds, means your beliefs and philosophy require bold assertion. But emotional security comes from basic domestic comfort. Simplify, making home a sanctuary of simple pleasures, releasing complex family dynamics you can't control, letting friendships reorganize without foundation anxiety, and finding security in embodied presence, not mental constructs. Pisces rising, the full moon in your third house of communication and learning. The April new moon planted seeds in communication, learning, local community, and daily interactions. Venus exalted in your first house with profound blessing. You embody divine grace and spiritual beauty personally. This moon reveals how your voice, thoughts, and local connections have developed. Jupiter exalted in your fifth house brings creative abundance and joyful self-expression. But the Mars-Uranus opposition across your 10th and 4th house axis brings shocking career developments, home disruptions that impact how you communicate. You've carried Venus's exalted grace in your body since April. Now your communication must ground that spiritual beauty in simple earthy truth. The children playing represents learning without pressure, speaking without performance. Venus in your 8th house, in Mars's bounds, means intimacy and transformation require warrior courage, but your voice finds power through simplicity. Speaking simple truths without spiritual bypassing, releasing complex intellectual frameworks, letting career home chaos inform your message, and finding wisdom in basic embodied communication. Regardless of where this full moon falls in your chart, the core wisdom remains. Return to simple joys, trust your body over your anxious mind, let disruption break what needs breaking, and find strength in the most basic pleasures. The children playing on the beach don't worry about Mars opposing Uranus. They're present, embodied, and revitalized by simple play. And that's your assignment too. Live and let live. Simplify, strength, and trust the process. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. I would love to hear from you guys. If you want to show your appreciation, you can send a tip to I Am Astrology Readings at Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I appreciate it. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.